Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Cut that shit right off. Fellas, damn. I've been going through so much shit. IRS been fucking with me. But without going into details, I handled that shit in my favor. Everything is like really cool now. So I handled that. Then, you know, like I say, my fucking site was all fucked up because of some shit. A whole bunch of shit. Every time shit go good, something happens. That's why you gotta be real with yourself. God damn it, this weed burning. I gotta hit another. See, I'm real. I gotta have another hit. Then I'm going to put it out so this weed don't distract me. What I'm saying is I am very real with myself. And I know I'm the kind of dude, you know, even though it happens in a nanosecond, before I handle something, I panic. And when my site, some dude hit me and said my site was not, oh, goddamn, I panic. You know, I'm thinking about building a new site and all kind of shit. But I ended up calling, sitting in my desk, handling it, like it probably was supposed to go anyway. But what I'm saying, there's no faking it. You know, I tell you guys to be confident, whoop, you know, you can do the first thing you think, whoop. I do. And my first thing is to panic. But it ain't to be a panic person. It's to think of how fucked up this shit is if it's true. Or if it's correct. See, I say shit like this to myself. Now, I'm telling you, you have to be able to say something to yourself that's going to make you understand what you're doing. So, I say shit like this. Wait, let me get this so I can kill it and it ain't going to happen no more. Okay, what I'm saying is, I hope that was clear. Okay, anyway. Especially after I... Hold on one second. Hello? Fuck you! Okay, I'm sorry. But I really say shit like this to myself. You know, after I done did something nice for a woman. And before I even tell you what I'm talking about, I'm going to say this. See, you guys... A lot of you guys take that word trick and you just make it mean if you do anything for a woman. You guys interpret that word to mean you can't do shit for this. I'm here to tell you, I'm all my life, I did hella shit for bitches, especially when I had them out there hoeing. So what I'm saying is, you got to understand, when you do something for a bitch, what make you a trick is if you're doing it for some pussy. Especially if it's some money, and if it's about some money, and you're going to fuck the bitch, and you give the bitch the money before you fuck her, and it's because she need the money before you fuck her, yeah, you tricking. But I'm saying, I'm the kind of nigga, if you my bitch, or if I'm fucking your motherfucking ass, and you need something, I don't know, maybe you think it's tricking, but it's not. I'm a gear to the bitch. Because why is she going to bring her ass over here and let me fuck her when I tell her? No, not causing the money, but because she can depend on me having some shit. She can depend on me being in position for her to call. Otherwise, she calls some other motherfucker. But this other motherfucker is going to have to give her the money before she come over there and even think about getting her some pussy. No. If you fucking with the bitch, then she'd come over here and give you some pussy without you having to help this or that, then you ain't doing no tricking. But now me, I make sure, I mean, you know why? I mean, not why, you know how. Because if the bitch needs something from me, look, bitch, bring your ass over here, get it, woo-woo, and go on about your business. you already got the money. So it ain't about no motherfucking pussy. This is when I call you, you know, and tell your motherfucking ass whatever. And you bring your ass over here. It's only cracking. And I'm doing that because I would do that for any bitch of mine. I don't give a fuck what you need. If I'm fucking you and you doing what the fuck I was, bitch, you got it. Now, it can't be no whole, you know, $300-400 shit. But it's a little, you know, little shit bitches need. I'm a Uber a bitch to West. Can you Uber me over here to do this or whatever the fuck? Yeah, bitch. Because I know when I call a bitch, I might send an Uber to get her. Because the bitch want me to come get her. No, bitch, I ain't coming to get you. You know what I'm saying? Take the Uber, come over here, boo-boo. Take the Uber home. I'm spending. But I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm just trying to explain what the deal is. So, what I'm saying is, I still haven't told you what I say. I say shit like this to the bitch. Well, no, I say shit like this to myself, thinking about a bitch that I done did something for. I say, nah, not right now. But since I've done this, it's time to strike while that goddamn pussy is dripping. With a gang of happiness and appreciation, let's say it was a meal I bought. And I'm saying, for this goddamn magnificent meal I bought this bitch or prepared. Now, this don't have to do with anything she's actually thinking. But it got everything to do with how I proceed. Because I don't give a fuck about the bitch. Well, I give a fuck. But I don't give a fuck about what she thinking. I ain't finna trip about her. I'm tripping about me. There is no alternate truth for your information. So whatever you want to say, you can say it, but it's not true if it's not this. So let me go on. Let me proceed. Why I don't have no cause? God. Man, anyway, okay, never mind. I ain't even talking about it. What I'm saying is, you want to know why I do what I do and say what I say and think what I think? It's because I know you got to capitalize on every little thing that happens in your life. I'm not saying little things that happen to your life. I'm still talking about little things that happen in your life. What's in your life are the things that you designate to be done for whatever reason, however you want to do it, whenever. All of those things, millions of whatever, hundreds, I don't know. What I'm saying is, whatever they are, that's in your life. To your life is what some bitch would say or do, or some dude would say or do, or shit that happens. Well, you can't avoid either one of them. But Sidewalk University teaches you, if both of those is going on right now, which one do you fuck with? I know you don't understand what I'm talking about, because you're one of those dudes that need me to say, hey, man, I'm talking about put your left foot in front of your right foot and then put pressure on your right foot and raise your left foot and bring it forward and then put it down on the ground. Excuse me. Put it down on the ground. And put pressure on that foot. And do the same thing with the right foot. And repeat it. And then you're going to be walking. Hey, 111, I wish I would call on you, punk. But anyway, I didn't X him out, so y'all ain't got to worry. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to capitalize. What I'm saying is, what builds and support my foundation of belief is the many times I do the shit like I'm saying I do. Those things are things that makes me believe in what I think, because I never blow the bitch. Hey, 414, what's up?
Hey, how you get a woman to stop being jealous?
Man, let me tell you something, brother. And what you guys gotta understand, it is not about the bitch. It's about you. And let me ask you something, bro. If your woman was standing next to some other, let's say your woman is an 8, 9, 10, and she was standing to another bitch, 8, 9, 10, and this other bitch was looking at you and your woman kind of noticed it, would you or would you not want her to get jealous?
Yeah.
Now, listen
but
to
not
me.
Like in the
listen to me. What I'm saying is, let's say she gets jealous and she does whatever bitches do. That is the point it becomes on you. And what you do is going to determine all that bullshit you finna talk about. Because you don't do shit. You just let her act the ass. You might say, stop, blah, blah, blah. Come on, what's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. But you don't check that bitch. You don't let her know what time it is. So this is not about how you stop a bitch from being jealous. This is about how you stop being a punk when you see jealousy. Now, come on.
For sure.
You see that, don't you, bro?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Wait, this ain't to break you down, man. Because the average motherfucker would be arguing their point, which you didn't do one time. So that means you got way more game than you think and what you giving yourself credit for. So what I'm saying, now that you done heard the shit we talked about right now, how the fuck you gonna handle a jealous bitch now?
Stand on your nuts.
Hey, that's a vague statement, but it's true. I don't want a vague statement. I want explicit.
Be a man about it, bro. Not have no fear about what she gonna say about what you gotta say about her actions.
Now, you did say it right there at the end, but you just ran around it. Man, stand on your motherfucking nuts and check that bitch, period. You could be jealous. You better be jealous, but you better not let jealousy handle you. You better handle that jealousy, because that jealousy going to get your motherfucking ass away from me. Because if a bitch ain't jealous of me, what kind of bitch is she? Get her to fuck. I don't want no ice princess. Man, you just got to know how to explain it to the bitch without explaining. And the way you do that is to always jump on what the fuck she say and tell her what the fuck is wrong about it and tell her what's right to do. You ain't explaining the shit. You let the bitch know you know what you're going to accept. Bitch, and if you think that's explaining it, that's because you needed it explained. And if you understand that I'm telling you what I'm accept, you ain't bringing that shit to me no more. Man, I got so much motherfucking game to tell a bitch. Come on. I don't need to know what she gonna say as far as practice or prepare. Bitch, please, open your mouth. Speak English. And I'm down and dirty. I don't give a fuck. And I'm down and dirty in 1 second. It ain't about me having to, you know, contemplate what the fuck this bitch said. I'm gonna shoot at her soon as she finished. Because that's how fast I think. Because I know I think faster than the computer. And I know any computer can't think like I think, because they're going to have to contemplate what I'm thinking. And then what I'm saying is, by the time they did that, I didn't already solve the problem. That's bud. I don't know how you think, bro. You believe in yourself like that?
Yeah, I believe in myself.
All right, let me ask you if you believe in yourself, bro. Did I?
Like that. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, like that.
No, I don't think fast like that, bro.
No, that's because you don't trust yourself. That's because you don't trust what you think. Now, just talking to you, I would say, I do not think you would think to just go pick up a gun and go shoot somebody. I don't think...
Right.
Hold on. I don't think you would think, you know, you need a whole bunch of money, you know, $2,000, so you finna go rob a bank. I don't think you would think that. I don't think you don't like the police so much that if one of them pull you over, you gonna motherfucking pull your gun on him and shoot him. I don't think you think like that. Do you?
No.
So what I'm saying is, what would you think when the police pull you over? What would you think?
I'm going to be a stand-up Samaritan to get out the situation.
Whatever the fuck it takes to make this motherfucker to see you a stand-up regular American. What I'm saying is that's your first thought. Now, why can't you believe that first thought on every thought? Because that's what I do. I believe my first thought. I don't give a fuck about the rest because the first thought is dealing with what's really going on. The second thought is how you feel about it. Man, I don't give a fuck how I feel about it. I give a fuck what's going on. What I do about it match what I think or feel about it, fine. But first and foremost, I'm dealing with what's going on. And you can't be talking no shit. You can't be having no rights. You ain't got shit when the police pull you over. The only time you got shit is after the motherfuckers do what the fuck they do, good or bad, and you take it to court. Because other than that, you're going to risk getting killed. 2 and 2 is 4. And how many niggas get killed talking that goddamn shit about they fucking right? How many? Damn near niggas. Yeah, you're right. You got a right. But the police got a right. Not a right to shoot you and kill you, but they got a right to think you doing harm or about to do some drastic harm. And how you going to know what he thinking unless you ain't giving him shit to think, but you a regular citizen. I teach shit like this, man. And the only way you can do that and not think you a punk is if you know you do, I think it, and I do it. And I want to live, so I'm going to do it the fuck. And take it to court if you need to. That's me, man. I don't know about you. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, good, brother, because believe it or not, that was some good shit you said. I appreciate it. Thanks. See, me. I never put my true efforts into catching some female. Unless she said, now listen to me. I'm talking about back in the day. I'm talking about sending this, you know, bitches getting me some money. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo. I ain't talking about sending it to her. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. This is what I do. Woo, woo, woo. I'm saying I don't even really try to get at the bitch until she say, I would never do that. Let me tell you something. The bitch that would never do it, it's the bitch that never thought about it. I'm not saying if you think about it, you would never do it. I'm saying the only way you won't do it is if you've never thought about it. So by this bitch telling me she would never do that, that means not only have she thought about it, she seriously considered it. But she didn't have me on the other end dropping bombs on her. That's how I think. Hey, so I'm just saying, fellas, you got to understand that I'm leading an adventure. And I'm building little blocks as I lead this adventure. And this, these blocks are for my confidence. Not so I can have it, but so I can shore up my foundation of confidence to stand on. Now, you build enough of those little blocks, you shore that foundation enough, you'll be on your way to being happy. Why? Because you believe in yourself. You didn't get a whole bunch of shit to show you you could think this. I don't give a fuck if you understand. You don't need to understand. If you do understand, fine. You ain't gonna do it because you don't know how. That's what Sidewalk University shows you. Sidewalk University shows you the truth. Now, I told you they didn't really thought about it. They say they'll never do it. Now, after they say that, I play past it. Just make them like me. I've already just brought to them what time it is. So, you know, she would never do it. She get the fuck away from me. She would get the fuck away from me. Because this is what I'm about. I already told her. So if she don't go, I ain't gonna tell her she should go. It's just letting me know she could be caught. And this is how you think when you a real motherfucker. Especially at this abadabba. Take it from me, because this shit is true. It never stops for me. It don't. It never stops for me. And it don't have to stop for you. Motherfuckers learn from what I'm talking about right now to you explicitly. But a motherfucker that fucking go to SWU hears something totally different. They see something totally different. At SWU, you're going to learn all about how to read a woman. Not just a woman. Any individual you're conversing with. And you're going to use what you see during this conversation. You're going to use what you see to make the conversation. Now, I had a young fool call in on one of my videos, and he said, you know, some shit that I firmly denied. And I honestly thought he was lying. Now, after we going through this, we talking shit, I done hung up on him. He didn't call me back a few times. You know, a couple of motherfuckers called in and verified that what he was saying was true. And he was saying it was some kind of audio of me being a trick for a bitch. And I said, man, ain't no way in the world to fuck you. Some shit like that is up, blah, blah, blah. Now, what I'm saying is this, because I thought he was lying, and I was just like, you know, fuck you, nigga. After a couple of callers called in and verified that there was an audio of me dealing with a problem that I was going through with a young bitch, so I think at the time, I'm 69 now, and this is maybe 2 years, so I say I was 67. What I'm saying is that this problem I have, because I told most of you motherfuckers about the bitch, because I was fucking with her. But not about this problem. What I'm saying is, I told y'all all about, you know, young bitch, blah, blah, blah. Thing is, he was saying that I was recorded saying some sucker shit, and I denied it. Three different callers called in and verified that there was an audio, because I didn't even believe there was an audio. Three motherfuckers said, yeah, man, I heard it too, woo-woo. But they all said it doesn't have me doing no sucker shit. They all said I was telling them this where, you know, shit's good and I wanted to hit that pussy. And the bitch must have said something about, you know, meeting the babysitter. And I told the bitch, and I said, how much, blah, blah, blah. And the bitch said $20. And the cold part about it, the motherfucker babysitting was across the street from me. So I told her, yeah, I'll give you $20 so you can, you know, have your baby looked after while I bust that pussy out. Now, what I'm saying is the fool was saying that I was a trick because, you know, I'd be blah, 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 blah. And if you remember me talking to you earlier, he was really thinking that because I did whatever the fuck I did for her before I fucked her. And what I'm saying is this. He's like 20 whatever. I'm 70. I know how to work smarter, not harder. I don't do no hard work. I ain't going to get you, bitch. I ain't going to take your motherfucking kid no goddamn where. But if you need that kind of goddamn shit so I can hit the pussy, come on, man. And you broke. I'm finna do that shit for you. Because where's it going? To the babysitter for whatever, blah, blah, blah. It ain't going to you so I can fuck you. Shit. So what I'm saying is I was denying this motherfucker even having a recording. Especially of me begging some bitch for some fucking pussy. As he put it, being a trick. 716. What's up?
Yo. What's up, bud? This is Paul from Buffalo.
Paul, what's happening with you, man?
Man, how you doing, Unc? How you feel today?
You hear me?
You know, I got two things.
What's
to
up,
say.
Man?
Look, man, you kicking that shit right now. I'm going to just say this one thing right about that. My granddad, he used to ask me, he used to ask all of us, so you got a girlfriend? No, first he would say, is you spending money on pussy? We all would be like, nah, 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 because my granddad was a pimp and all that shit, right? We'd be like, nah, nah, nah. He'd be like, well, do you got a girlfriend? We'd be like, yeah, we got a girlfriend. He said, then you got a motherfucking pussy bill. Now, he wasn't saying that to say it was bad, but he was saying that to, you know, make us think about shit. Not like no motherfucking
trick. Yeah, Paul, stop. Huh? You just totally ran over what your grandpa was saying because you should have been curious about pussy bill. What is that?
To me, he was saying that you're going to spend money regardless. So you should have... If a bitch can't do nothing for you, then what you doing it for her for? That's kind of what I got out of it.
No, man. You know what the pussy bill is? Whatever the fuck you do, because you know you finna fuck this bitch. Whatever it is. What I'm saying is this. Every nigga, real man, want a pussy bill. Every real motherfucker want several pussy bills. That means that he go wherever he go and he can afford to be there and the bitch that's there going to be having whatever time because he ain't trying to charge this bitch. He's trying to fuck this bitch. So what he going to do is make it comfortable for her by making her comfortable in his environment. So to him, he's spending money on him. And the bitch is getting to enjoy it. But at the same time, when they get home and he busts that pussy out, blah, 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 and he say, look, bitch, I want you to come over here 3 days from now, blah, blah, blah. And she say, nah, I really can't do it because, you know, I got this shit going on. I got to take care of it. What kind of shit? Well, you know, and she make you ask her, and then the bitch tell you, you know, she got woo-woo to pay. Bitch, that little shit, I'll pay that fucker. I'll do that. Yeah. I'll do that. I don't give a fuck what any one of you motherfuckers think. I'll do it. Why? Because after I do it, the motherfucking goddamn bitch gonna do what the fuck I want. And what I'm saying
so
is
I pay for
what the fuck I want. I ain't trying to ask no motherfucker to give me shit.
So
I'm just being real, Paul. You know me, man.
No, I hear you.
I
hear
you
loud and clear.
What the fuck I think.
No, okay. So it got to be a difference from a pussy bill and just being a straight out trick.
Yeah,
because
you know what a straight out trick is? He has his money talking to the same bitch, let's say we talking about, and he don't even think he can talk to her unless he give her the money. But once he give her the money, then he can tell her exactly what he want, how he want it, woo, 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 and he going to get it because he paid for it. But the motherfucker that's got a pussy bill on the other tip is accepting that he fucks with bitches and is not free to fuck with bitches. There's a big difference.
Okay, got you. Got you.
No, do you?
I understand that. No, I understand that. I understand that because, okay, I used to say fair exchange ain't no highway robbery. But shit, you right. It do cost to fuck with bitches, but it costs to fuck with me, too, as far as...
Hey, thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm saying, man, I never to that point, but I'm saying, at the same motherfucking time, that bitch knows she can't fuck with you free. And her payment is never her giving me the pussy.
Thank you.
Bitch, if you think that, then you must think I'm buying pussy. Hey, and that's how you get the bitch to say, it ain't about the pussy. Thank you, bitch. Yeah. It's about me and it's about you. So if I want to fuck you, then you either want to let me fuck you or not. But if I want to fuck with you, it's because I know when I want to fuck you, you going to let me fuck you, period. And you don't say that to your woman, but that's what you and your woman got to understand. Think about it.
Got you.
That's why you fuck with me, man.
Hey, one more thing. I didn't want to say this to you before. But I got to tell you this, man, especially for you, prices go up, man. Prices don't go down. Prices go up, man. Look, whatever you charge, $1,500, boom, that's player. But prices go up, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, I love you for that, man. You know what I'm saying? And fellas, you guys got to understand, this motherfucker paid full price. And he hear me complain about you suckers. That got the deal. Hey, you deal-searching motherfuckers, you ain't going to get to fuck with me. Only niggas like Paul, only motherfuckers like that is going to get to fuck with me. Because what I'm saying is this site going down and having all these problems made me think a whole bunch of shit. And I'm actually going to I ain't going to take it down, but I'm going to revamp my site. And I'm going to exclude all that pimp shit. My shit is about Sidewalk University. And my shit is about motherfuckers appreciating what they get from it Paul, how long ago was it that you was there?
Man, it might have been 4 years now.
I'm saying, I'm talking about all these years. And this motherfucker still hitting me, kicking shit strong as far as what he's seeing and learning. Come on, man. You motherfuckers are sick if you don't fuck with me. They just sick, Paul. Paul, that's why I don't give a fuck. I talk crazy to him. Fuck you and damn you, bitch ass niggas. I see all that shit. Because
yeah,
only
did.
A real
and
nigga.
Supposed to.
Hey, only a real nigga gon' fuck with me, man. Because a real nigga go through all that shit in the streets. And he know or he learn how to handle that shit. He don't park out and get mad at me and quit and, you know, sign off and all that. Paul, matter of fact, nigga, you a real example of that. Didn't we fall out,
yeah,
nigga, and I blocked you?
Yeah.
hey,
like
hey, fellas, bumping fellas, in. Wait, Paul, wait. Fellas, see, this is what I'm talking about. Real niggas, they fall out. It ain't like you can't fall out with your real whoever is real. It's just after you fall out, when y'all talk again, blah, blah, blah is understood by this nigga, blah, blah, blah is understood by me. And if we really want to fuck with each other because we come into this agreement right now, whatever was misunderstood is going to be able to be understood. Because now we on the same, you know, whatever caused us to fall out, we on the same level right now. Coming back. Me and this nigga, Tuck Paul, did we do that or not?
Yes, we did.
Fell off. Fuck you, Professor. Fuck you, punk ass Paul. All that. All that. But, Paul, I want the truth here. I want no bullshit. When we did straighten back up, what was understood?
Man, it was all of that shit wasn't even about shit. It was more so.
Well, no,
man,
no, Paul,
it
wasn't
like
about
my family.
Paul, what was understood was no matter how you see it, it's gonna have to go the way I'm talking about in order for it to be right. You seen that. You the kind of nigga, man, I ain't finna go for what the fuck you saying, nigga. Yeah, nigga, you have to go for what I'm saying. No, nigga, I ain't going for it. Fuck you. Fuck what you saying. Hey, and then we, you know, bottom line is for you to get what you got. Paul, didn't you have
That's
to go
it.
For what I'm saying?
That's it. Hey,
I'm just saying.
Shit, I had to understand what you were saying. I'm like, hold on, man. I know this motherfucker ain't saying this shit. So once I understood that shit, it was on.
Hey, and look, you still fucking with me 4 years later. People that's listening, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. Motherfuckers be done fell out with a motherfucker or outgrew a motherfucker or whatever the fuck. And part of me putting this Sidewalk University down is that you ain't gonna ever outgrow it. Have you? Can you see what I'm saying there, Paul?
Hell yeah.
Because everything you learn makes you see what you're seeing different on a whole nother level. Every time you... Never mind. Because I have a course. Sidewalk University. Paul, I love you, nigga. You know, we went through a lot of shit, man, and that's why we really cool. Only, hey, listen to this, Paul. We might be cool for 50 years because the only motherfucker in my life, well, not the only motherfucker, the only two motherfuckers in my life right now after 50 years, one of the niggas pulled a gun on me, and the other nigga fell out like 5 times.
Hey,
Hey,
you know it or not, I see you like family, nigga. Shit, you my family.
Hey, I know you see me like family, man, because I'm real. I'm doing something only a blood relative would do to a motherfucker. And you know, I give my kid, you know, my nephew, you know, my cousin's son, you know, I do whatever with them. But I'm saying, me and you ain't got none of that kind of connection. Only what we connected with. And that was, you know, bumping heads.
But that's real, though. How you going, when something authentic, how you going to go against something that's authentic unless you not?
Hey, that's for you and for me. And I know you was being authentic. Look, nigga, I ain't saying you're wrong, but I ain't really going for that shit right now. I mean, that's how you was coming, you know, and we did it right. Look, but I got to get busy, man.
All right, bro.
All right, so check this out. I was denying this nigga having my recording, you know, me big. But as I've stated in the past, and I'm going to continue to believe, if you got a clean jacket, motherfuckers know it, and they're going to stand up for your ass. And what I'm saying is, if it wasn't for those goddamn three brothers that called in, it verified that it was a fucking recording up, but it wasn't, you know, saying what this nigga said it was saying, I would have been denying it, and I would have looked like a liar. Them brothers protected me. That's because I ain't no fake. And real motherfuckers fuck with real motherfuckers. So, what I'm saying is, you, in my mind, you gonna look out for any bitch you fucking. Especially if she ain't got it. I don't mean being a damn fool with some goddamn pussy. But it certainly don't mean what these suckers be talking about. You can't do anything for the bitch. It means that I'm sharp enough to work sharper, not harder. I'm telling you. I don't want to go do or be anywhere I don't want to be. If I don't want to go pick up some pussy, do that mean I don't want to fuck this bitch? I don't want to come pick you up. Yeah, but I ain't got no way over. Well, look, I'm going to send you a Lyft. I'll send a Lyft or Uber to do that shit. And if the bitch can't come, you know, give me the pussy because of a babysitter or whatever the fuck, not only will I send the bitch a Uber, I'll pay for that motherfucking babysitter. Unless you say the babysitter will only $80. Bitch, fuck you and the babysitter. The babysitter will 20, 30, something like that. I don't give a fuck. This kind of shit is what makes a bitch come at your beck and call. So, now, on to the next topic. This nigga that I helped turn out, started getting money. And he caught this brawl that was a thief. And he was creaming on her. So I checked him about creaming because she was bringing in 1,100, 17, you know, shit like that. Whereas traps was like 3, 4, 5 minutes. So he's thinking this bitch is bringing him more money than he ever seen. Now, this particular night, the bitch came in, and the hoe had so much money that he damn near couldn't catch his breath. He called me, and he didn't know what to, you know, the fuck to do. He just didn't know what to do because it was $17,000. He had never checked that much at once. So, you see, this is the power you get when you fuck with an OG like me. I told him, man, listen, man, you know, that's some money. And what's he been checking? And he told me, $1,700. So I'm saying, man, that bitch probably knocked out 60 racks. And I'm not saying, nigga, that's what she knocked off. But what I'm saying is, if you've been in $1,700, for her to give you $17,000, she got way more money because the bitch has been holding out on you all the time. Is she a real thief? Because what bitch going to be stealing $1,200 or less every time? So I told the nigga to go to the mirror and let me know when you're standing in front of it. So he go to the mirror and, you know, he tell me he in front of it. And I'm saying, I told him, think of what you were doing before she called your ass and then turn out the light. No, nigga did as I asked, and I asked him in the dark. He said, yeah, and I told this motherfucker, turn the light back on. He did. And he asked me, now what? I told him that this game, this abba-dabba, is not for niggas who hope shit. It's for niggas who know shit. You are either damn dirty, or, you know, and you trust in your motherfucking game that you represent, which means the motherfucking bitch is liable to get any game and bring it all to you. And if you don't think that, you ain't about this here, that, or, you know, the real. But what I'm saying is, if you don't know what bitches do, you just more of a sucker because I bet. And then I told him what to do. Now, when it was dark for this nigga, he couldn't really see that mirror. He couldn't see what I was talking about. But this abba-dabba, you know, is in your mirror if you about it. You look in and you see this game. And it shows you who you are. And just as quick as that light came on, is how quick your goddamn life can change with this abba-dabba. And you're supposed to see yourself in the change. And you're supposed to be ready to be down. I know. You need me to explain this to you. I'm saying you the light is on, and I'm thinking this, and I turn the light out. And I'm considering every fucking thing I've been told. Then I turn the light back on. That's how fast you can change your fucking mind about what's going to take you to the stratosphere. Not the atmosphere. The stratosphere. We going to pass that shit. Man, you got to stop being scared of being about this abba-dabba. You just got to stop. You have to stop being scared. The only reason I fucks with, you know, this motherfucker that I was just talking about, is he's serious and he's honest. Because you know what he said before he hung up? He said, I appreciate you, man, because I don't know why, but I was scared as fuck. But now I'm not. Then I said, nigga, that's because you're Popeye and I'm spinach. And you had your dose, nigga. Now spread this abba-dabba Q. This nigga I just told you about, he checked 17 racks, has never checked, you know, over 1,700. He blew the bitch. And he contacted me. And he wanted some coaching. You know, I've been kicking it with the motherfucker for some months, close to a year. You know, but he was only calling with this or that problem, you know, as far as on the regular. So I don't care how much he called, long as he can afford the session. And my first question was to him, how do you know the bitch is a thief? There's no thief worth a salt that ain't going to get more than that little shit you're talking about. Sometimes. So he said, The nigga I got it from said she was the thief. You know, I've been down with this abadabra. That's why I charge a nigga who want coaching from me. I know all you motherfuckers are making the same mistake that he was. And you want to know what that is? I know you do. I'll just tell you this. This abadabra is valuable. You know, when a bitch see you really about this abadabra, all the way down to how you do little things for her, she'll never give you, you know, unless she see that shit, she'll never give you her all. Now, this nigga didn't know. He didn't do any of the things that I asked about with this hoe. She was just paying. And I told him, nigga, you ran the bitch off with your greedy ass motherfucking ways. Then he came. I told him, but you gonna come back up with the bitch again. And when he did come up with the bitch again, I'm telling you, which I predicted, he called me and told me he was gonna do this, you know, the shit that I spoke about. And exactly as I said, she confessed that she was getting more than she was paying him. Sometimes getting enough to not go to work for 2 or 3 days and still pay him. Now, I also told him that she do confess that shit. Before she get the last word out of her mouth, you better slap the dog shit out of her motherfucking ass and threaten to beat the fucking shit out of her about your motherfucking paper. Now, he did this the first day he got her back. And, of course, he's been getting stings, you know, different little shit. On your 2 rags. But, shit. Man, is the big proof the traps tenfold. If she did steal 700, it was 7,000. And he was getting it. Now, all of you motherfuckers who claim this abadabra cure, I know why she brought him, you know, 17 rags. And I believe it was all she took. Do any of you motherfuckers know why she brought in that thing? You know, I sometimes remind myself that, you know, I'm only fucking human. Now, I guess if I wait, grow a beard, shave, and then come back, one of you motherfuckers, you know, would be willing to answer that fucking question as far as why she brought that 17 racks. But of course, you would rather. I told you. But come on, man. Tell us. Well, I'm not. I'm going to tell you about something else. This morning at a gas station, a woman, well, I didn't really meet her, but it was like I met her. A woman I met started me to thinking, not about her finance, but about how much action I pass up every day. I mean, it's always said when you grow older, or it's been said when you grow older, you become much more attractive, not because you're actually more handsomer. It's just the confidence you acquire as you grow older. I mean, it's just, I guess it's true. So I went in the store after trying to use my card at the pump. I went in the store to pay for my gas, and I was accosted by another woman, not the same woman I seen, by another woman who had a look of dismay. And, well, I say I was accosted, but she didn't accost me. I just noticed her. And what I'm saying, it looked like she was wondering which popcorn to get. So I had to say something. I had to think of something to say. And as I thought about it, I thought about a lesson that we have at Sidewalk University on what's real and how she can tell. So I wanted to say something that I knew I was married. But at times, I can't help myself because as I thought, I'm only human. I stood off behind her and I cleared my throat so she could turn and see me. Then I said, my wife usually gets the cheesy flavor of our corn, but I get the heavily buttered, plain kind because I take it home and mix honey, roasted nuts, and caramel in it. Then I have my own little Cracker Jacks. And we talked about that in a few minutes. And you know me. I'm at baby very discreetly, but I'm at her. She looked up and said, my, that popcorn does sound tasty. What other recipes do you have for me? Hey, you know I get the hiccups when I be spitting. Hold on. Will I be spitting this real shit? But what I'm saying, she asked me, do I have any other recipes? And what I'm saying is, I was getting ready to respond. When I noticed she was looking at my package, and I said, man, I'm a master chef, and my specialties are of the erotic fare. Dare I say, if I give you one of my recipes, I would have to call 911 because it would take your breath away. Then she smiled at me and said, well, we couldn't have that, could we? And I smiled at her and said, no, ma'am, we sure couldn't have that. Now, I wanted to smash on her. 50-ish, safely, salt and pepper hair, snow bunny, and laying the hammer nigga hit that motherfucking pussy. I know she was. But what I'm saying is, I knew I was married at the time, and I wasn't really looking for shit. It's just I had to pass it up, which is what I've been talking about, how much shit I gotta pass up. So why does shit find me almost every time I go out? And some things, this is one we learned at Sidewalk University, is the catch that's gonna really be something is the catch that you you weren't trying for. I don't know, it's because when you're a confident motherfucker and you out, you don't really look or trip about any action. You know women looking at your motherfucking every step you take, and then your aura is more attractive to you, along with the way you carry your fine ass. It's so fucking alluring. It's like honey, and you know women are bees. They're going to do anything in their power to get to some real lad. Sweet honey. See, it's getting to where I can't even go out, to tell you the truth. I can't go out of the house unless I plan on staying in the car. I can't go to the store, the gas station, church, a funeral, a party, a club, the beach, at a stoplight, on the freeway. Shit. I can't go nowhere where women don't recognize something about me. And once they do, they're coming at me full force with their sneaky motherfucking ass. What a fucking life. When you have something as valuable as a confidence as a man, your daily routines become anything but routine. You know, now, I was out and getting groceries, and a lady was at the vegetable bin, and her arm was in a sling. when I got outside the store, I saw this same lady was trying to put a bag of groceries, potatoes and shit in her Mercedes. And I looked at her, and she was not only trying to put this bag in the trunk, she was trying to finish her coffee at the same time. So I offered my assistance. And as I stood putting a couple of bags in her car, she reached me a 10 in her business card. I looked at her suspiciously, and I took that goddamn business card out of her hand, and I left the 10, and I calmly said, I am much too expensive to do things for tips, ma'am. And after explaining that, she had a new operation on her tendon in her wrist or some shit. You know, she appreciated that I was a gentleman. And she, you know, wanted to help her. So she said, I hope I didn't insult you. I don't get to see many gentlemen, especially this early in the morning. And I said to that bitch, that just means you need to get out more often, young lady. I can see you busy. You might want to give yourself a little time out to smell the roses. As a matter of fact, I know a nice rose garden in Napa you might enjoy, because her card was like from Northern California. And I told her, you know, as I looked at her business card for the first time, because her card's red, Danica the Dancer, parties and special events. I looked at that bitch, and she winked, a seductive wink, and these motherfuckers are a trip. She winked a seductive wink, and, you know, take it from there. I didn't, you know, fuck with her or nothing, but I could have. See, you don't want to be overly forward, but you want to be forward enough to intrigue that woman. And you'll find she will fucking invite you in, just as this woman did with me. I declined, I'm telling you. Confidence is priceless. Well, no, I take that back. Confidence isn't priceless. There is a cost. More times than not, you miss a lot of pussy. You know, I know you haven't been hearing a lot of shit from me lately, and, you know, that's going to remain the same, but I still read posts, and I'm talking about on social media, and this is, you know, something that needs to be addressed, because I read with some dude got caught up, you know, some kind of problem involving minors. There's photos, videos, and all kind of incriminating shit on this motherfucking ass. And the person who made this post was wondering if he should have, you know, taken a deal or not. The guy that, the person making the post was wondering if the guy that was in trouble should have taken the deal because they offered him. But in my opinion, this is a kind of concern we don't fucking need. There is no way a genuine motherfucker that's got this abadabba in mind would give a damn what the fuck happens to this motherfucker. He and all who are concerned with what happens to him are what gives this motherfucking abadabba a black eye. There's a such thing as getting caught up in some bullshit. Get caught in a cross with an honest mistake. But paying a huge price in the motherfucking abadabba is going to still come. If you slip and get caught up in some shit like that. But unless that's the case where you slipped and got caught up, not in actually doing some shit in some kind of way, your picture, blah, blah, blah. Me and every other motherfucker I know would say, fuck you, then whatever happens to you, you fucking deserve. Real motherfuckers don't, you know, do the kind of shit this fool is accused of doing. especially documented on videos and pictures. If that's the case, he wanted what he's faced with. I'm just saying, you know, you young motherfuckers be tripping. You guys want to see how everything can be whatever some motherfuckers saying it is. You just need to understand laws didn't change in 2000 when the millennium changed. You could get life if you was caught in the wrong state with more than one white girl in your car. You know, crossing state lines with holes in your car could get you life. More than one hole testifying on your ass would get you 30 plus years. Man, we all passed that shit. And this is exactly what I'm talking about when I say you guys think scary. You know, thinking that can make you motherfuckers accept anything. Stay away from this avenue if you can't stand it. Because that has always been the case. You got to stay away from this avenue if you can't stand it. I'm just saying, you motherfuckers be just, you know, tripping. The thing is, niggas go to the pen all the time. They go to the pen for making a mistake or doing something wrong or fucking up. But I didn't go. And I ain't the only one that didn't go. So you know it's possible. I motherfucking ain't the only nigga that didn't go, like I'm saying. And since you motherfuckers like statistics, only 1% of the niggas with this real game goes to the pen for a game they about. The rest go for bullshit that happens when they just claim the shit. Yeah, man, I got hoes, man. I'm a pen motherfucker. What you in there for? Robbery. Come on, man. In the 70s and 80s, massage parlors was a shit. You know, for some hoes. And in the 80s and 90s, the phone was a shit for punk-ass bitches. Those hoes would ride by real foot stompers like me and Taze, and they would brag about not having to be on the streets. And some of them street hoes started, you know, trying to escape the rigors of being a street-ass motherfucking hoe with that shit. You know, they had soft niggas who were tired of dealing with the popo just like them. So they allowed them hoes to get lazy. Lazy motherfucking hoes would ride by and act like this is a big deal. They ain't gonna fuck how much money they getting or not getting. And some of them street hoes brought that shit home, but if they was me or like me or Tay or anybody like us, man, we pimp. We would not give a fuck about, you know, how them motherfuckers, you know, came into my hot other hoes. So, bitch, you better go get with that nigga. Because that's evidently how he pimp. I'm a pimp like that. Take your punk ass over there and choose that bitch for this avadabacue. That's how we all handle it. Man. Okay. That is all right, I guess. You motherfuckers ain't calling me in, man. You guys tripped me up. There's a lot of you guys on here, of course. I'm looking at all this shit, but it don't look like I want to say nothing about it. Because Sneak Greasy the P, your P is spelled with a small P, not a capital P. Because you had all this shit to say, and you see that fucking phone number, and you didn't call in. Come on, man. That's the thing about you motherfuckers, man. You want to be hidden. Sidewalk University is not for you. Because it's going to front you off. And if you don't want to be on Front Street, you do not want to fuck with me at Sidewalk University. I'm just being real. Because you're going to be on Front Street. And whatever you about is going to be on Front Street. Don't say I didn't tell you. I'm out.